It's 30 years since the so-called Cod Wars, but relations between London and Reykjavik are almost as frosty now as they were then, with the Prime Minister using the most undiplomatic of language and threatening to sue the government of Iceland.
We believe, and I think everybody listening at home would agree, that the Icelandic authorities are responsible for this. We'll do what we can working with local authorities to help. And I think we as a government are doing the responsible thing. We're holding the Icelandic authorities responsible. We're demanding that the money be paid back to the local authorities.
Legal action?
And we are prepared to consider all forms of action, including, as we did, attempting freezing assets.
The problem is that it's not only Iceland's banks that have crashed. Yesterday, the British government used anti-terror laws to freeze the assets of those banks. But now the Icelandic government is, in effect, defaulting. Totally unacceptable, says Gordon Brown, threatening legal action, something Iceland's Prime Minister is keen to avoid.
Legal action is something that is always available, and it's one way of civilizing, it's one way of settling disputes in a civilized manner, going to courts. But I don't know, we are hoping and planning to try to resolve this issue in good cooperation with the UK authorities.
More than 100 local authorities placed large sums of money on deposit with Icelandic banks. The total amount is hundreds of millions and could be as much as £1 billion. That money is needed to provide the goods and services run by local councils. But local authority leaders say they can't guarantee those goods and services unless they get their money back.
Until we've actually looked at the implications for each local authority. Because some are very large and it will be a small amount in the total context of their budget. Others, it will be a much greater impact. And we're still having to assess that fully.
And then there are the police authorities who also invested in Icelandic banks and now stand to lose the best part of £100 million. The government's now embroiled in a huge row with the government of Iceland. But while ministers say they're doing what they can to help local councils retrieve those missing millions, they're also asking a question. What on earth have you been doing with taxpayers' money? The councils reply, we invested it in banks that we thought were safe. But safe they were not. And Gordon Brown is making it crystal clear that he expects the government of Iceland to underwrite the debts of its banks and to pay up. Glenn O'Glaser, Sky News.